Welcome to the WP Builds Podcast, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and fun for the WordPress community. Now, welcome your host, Nathan Wrigley.
Hello there, and welcome once again to the WP Builds Podcast. You've reached episode number 468, entitled Marcus Bennett Launches Utility Plugin Suite Called Well Play WP. It was published on Thursday the 14th of May, 2026. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and before we begin the podcast with Marcus, just a few short bits of housekeeping. It's the same as I normally do. But here we go anyway. If you like what we do over on WP Builds, the best way to keep in touch is head to our subscribe page. It's got all the places where we push our content, so it's platforms like X, YouTube, Facebook, Mastodon, Blue Sky, that kind of thing. Head over there, and we also offer the option to sign up to a newsletter. If you do sign up to our newsletter, we will send you two emails a week, one for the podcast episode, which is what you're listening to now, and also we do our This Week in WordPress show every Monday. I parcel that up the following day, so Tuesday morning, I send out an email to say that that episode is also live. Speaking of This Week in WordPress, if you didn't know, we do that live every Monday, 2 p.m. UK time. It's always at the same URL. wpbuilds.com/live. Come and join in the commentary. Typically, there's dozens of people in there giving their opinions on the WordPress news for that week, and also joined by three panelists from all over the globe having a chat about the important events over the last 7 days in WordPress. This week in WordPress at wpbuilds.com/live. If you would like to make sure that WP Builds has a future, and I hope that you do, we would like some sponsors. In order to keep the lights on, we insert ads, as I'm sure you've heard in the past, into the podcast. And if you would like to get your product or service into a very large WordPress-specific audience, because you've got a product like a plugin or a theme or a block or whatever it may be, head to wpbuilds.com/advertise to find out more, or send me an email, admin@wpbuilds.com, and we will get into a chat about just that. Okay, what have we got for you today? Well, today I am chatting with Marcus Bennett. He's been on This Week in WordPress many, many times before. I've met him in person, as you will no doubt hear in the episode. And during today, we're talking about something new that Marcus has launched. It's called Well Play WP, and it's a suite of 22, well, I'm going to call them utility plugins. So they're smaller plugins, which typically do one thing, and they are arranged across WordPress generally, but also more specifically Elementor and WooCommerce. So we talk about why Marcus built this suite, the membership model where you pay once and get everything in one membership, what plugins are in there, and also we stray into some other projects that Marcus has been busy with as well, like the WP World and also the WAPU game, which I've got a copy of and actually got me stopped at airport security. I don't think we go into that, but nevertheless, it did. That is all coming up next, and I hope that you enjoy it. I am joined on the podcast by Marcus Bennett. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, Nathan. Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Marcus has been on the This Week in WordPress show. I haven't enough fingers or toes to count that number, but I reckon it's well into the maybe 30, something like that, appearances. So I'm very grateful to Marcus. I've known him for many years. We've met at WordCamps and things like that, but he's got something new which he's launching into the WordPress space. However, before we get into that, let's do the potted bio, shall we, Marcus? Tell us a little bit about you. Maybe focus on the WP World. That might be a good way to sort of prize open what your relationship is with WordPress, but also where you work and things like that.
All of those things. Yeah, happy to do that. So I'm Marcus Burnett. My full-time day job is at Bluehost. I lead a couple of teams who build websites for our customers over at Bluehost. And I've been in WordPress for, well, so my actual building WordPress sites goes back probably about a decade now, but really more in the community over the last, I would say, 5 or 6 years, kind of really plugged in during COVID. Didn't have anybody else to see, so jumped in online and became part of the part of the WordPress community online pretty heavily right around that time. Yeah, and then the WP World actually spawned out of that community time. So I jumped in, realized how wonderfully large and wonderfully helpful and kind the community is, and wanted to figure out a way that I could give back to the community. And so the WP World kind of spawned out of that. It's a directory of sorts of folks in the WordPress space, but also lists all of the WordCamps and WordPressy type events that that are happening across the globe for people to go and see. And there's a number of other resources there, and I continue to try and grow it and its benefit back to the WordPress community. So that's me in kind of a nutshell.
Okay, that's great. You should go and check it out. If you're listening to this and you're anywhere near a keyboard, just press pause after I've said the URL. Don't pause now. It's the WP.world. It's a pretty cool URL, the WP.world. And Marcus, in his usual way, is kind of really playing down what it is. It's the place, I would say. It's supplanted, I think, many other places where you might have been. If you want to know what's going on, then that's the place to do it. You can sort of set up a profile and become part of that community, but also you can just use it as a resource for finding out things that are going on. But it's much wider than just the things that are going on in the real world. And subscribe to the newsletter as well, and you'll receive weekly-ish updates for what's going on.
The goal wasn't necessarily to supplant other communities. In fact, there are a number of ways that you can mark in the WP World what other communities you're a part of. The goal is really to allow folks in the WordPress space to connect with each other in any of the ways that they are in the same communities together. So
yeah, thank you. The word supplant there was definitely the wrong choice, wasn't it? I get what you mean.
It
kind of becomes a default when it becomes so good and useful, and there's so much info in there, it kind of becomes the default. And that was certainly the case for me. If I need to know something about when things are happening, that's basically where I'm going to go, and a raft of other things. So that's kind of how it's evolved. And beautiful philanthropic effort. As I said, go check it out. However, on the This Week in WordPress show yesterday, so we recorded one on Monday, the 4th of May, we featured the thing that we're going to talk about today, which, again, pause and go to this URL. Wait for it. Don't hit pause yet. Go to wellplayedwp.com. It's all as one word, no hyphens or anything like that. Wellplayedwp.com. Go check it out. And the reason we mentioned it is because it was new, and anything that's new and interesting we talk about on that show. But we ended up kind of trying to figure out how busy you were. We decided that you're the busiest man in WordPress, because Michelle Rochette, she gets the award for the busiest woman in WordPress. And there was a bit of a discussion about who was busier, but you definitely are not stopping. So your full-time job at Bluehost, I know that you've got like a whole family structure going on there and what have you. So, you know, there's enough going on with the Bluehost job and the family. And then you've got the WP World already. You know, you're definitely kind of 10xing what I do there. And because there was probably a few minutes available each week, you just launch Well Played WP.com. I don't know where you get the time. Do you just first of all, tell us about that. Honestly, I'm laughing and all, but seriously, do you get any rest? Do you actually sit down and relax?
Occasionally. Okay. I don't know where the time comes from. It is a lot of late nights and weekends and working on some of these things after the rest of the family has gone to bed. Okay. The whole world is relatively quiet and I can kind of focus in on some things, but I don't know that I'm catching up to Michelle anytime soon.
I don't know about
but
that.
But I am busy at the moment, and Well Played is the second most recent thing that I've launched, and I have another thing launching this week. Quite busy.
Wait, before we finish, definitely let's talk about that as well, because you know. So seriously though, are you more of a doer? Are you not the kind of person that sits in front of the TV at the end of the day and relaxes in that way? Do you rather kind of, I don't know, be busy and constructive and doing things?
Yeah, it's a bit of both. Uh-huh. I do enjoy some TV time as well to just kind of unwind. But I do, I just love creating stuff.
Yep.
And the tooling that we have available to us now. And I was talking to someone about this who actually isn't in the WordPress space, but just from, so the project I'm launching this week is sort of one that I ran about 5 or 6 years ago and shut down, and I'm kind of relaunching it. But the tooling from that time to now, in terms of what we have to be able to create on the web, but also how far CSS and JavaScript has come and what's available, you know, what's possible to do on the web now is different. You know, obviously my skill set from what I was able to do 10 years ago versus what I've learned in the last 10 years to be able to do something now. So all of those things have kind of combined into a space right now where I feel like there's just so much opportunity to create really cool stuff online that I just kind of want to take advantage of it while I can.
I know what you mean. There's something. So I'm like you. I love tinkering around on the internet. I'm nowhere near as productive as you, but I enjoy tinkering around. A lot of my hobby projects are just things that are really nobody will ever see. They're not public facing, but I enjoy that tinkering process. However, I have some friends who are like really seriously into things like carpentry. And there is a big bit of me which really, really wishes that I had a hobby which produced actual real world objects.
Yeah.
Because you go into their houses and you think, look at this house. It's so magnificent. And actually you weigh it up and I'm probably spending as much time on these online things as they are with their carpentry. But there's a real disconnect with the sort of slightly disheveled nature of my house and their perfect houses. And I don't know if any of that sort of rubs you in the wrong direction or anything, but that is something that I think is not tangible to anybody else. And sometimes I wish it was more tangible. You know, you build these things online, your friends and your family don't get to see them. And sometimes you think, oh, I am being busy. Honestly, I am being productive.
there's a kind of counterpoint there, right? The only way you're going to see those carpentry pieces is if you go to their house, where if you build something online, you can share it with, thousands and thousands of people. But there are also opportunities to do tangible things, which is why, I created the Unleash the Wapoo cards. It was something that I felt like I was able to do and actually produced a tangible product that I was able to get into people's hands and they're able to, play with those. I know that you have a deck as well.
Yeah, I've got it right behind me. I was just pointing to it over there.
there is the opportunity to create real tangible things even with the with the skill set on the computer.
Yeah, you're right. Fun story, a bit of an aside. I was with Marcus at WordCamp US. It's probably like 18 months ago or something like that. And we were having a chat and the intention from my side was to have a chat about, I don't know, sponsoring WP Bills or something like that. However, in a remarkable twist of fate, Marcus, within about 3 minutes, managed to get me to buy his card game. I don't know quite how my guard got let down so quickly, but it turned from a conversation you skillfully got me to...
Which also wasn't my intent. My intent was just to show you the game and get your feedback on whether you thought it was something interesting
or not. It was good. And there it is sitting behind me right now. So there's yet another reason why you're a busy person. You do card games in your spare time as well. Okay, let's get to the subject at hand.
Just the one.
So, well played, WP.com. If you actually look at the logo, it's called well. I'm really struggling to say that word for some reason. I don't know why. Well played WordPress plugins. Beautiful site, by the way, full of lovely colors. And it's very dark on my... I don't know if it's like dark mode because I adopt that.
Yes.
But it's beautifully
done. It is fairly dark.
Oh, okay.
I design a lot of light websites, and I decided I wanted to just do something different.
It's really, really nice.
So I went darker with it.
You're going to learn quickly what this is. Essentially, at the moment, so caveat emptor, I suspect this number will go north. At the minute, it says, get instant access to all 22 well-played plugins for one simple membership built for WordPress builders who want practical tools under a single license. So you've got 22 individual plugins kind of wrapped inside of a membership system. What's prompted this then? Like, why did you decide to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So 22 right now. When I launched the site, I want to say a week and a half, a couple weeks ago, it was at 18 or 19. So I've already added a few in the last couple of weeks. But I really, over the course of the last year and a half, I would say maybe, and maybe it, yeah, it kind of aligns with the amount of time that I've been in the role that I am at Bluehost, helping, you know, our customers build their websites. We've had to solve for a number of use cases where I didn't feel like there was the right plugin that already existed. I started to amass a little bit of a library of plugins,
right,
for projects that we've built, or, you know, projects that I've built. I do a little bit of freelance work here and there, and have to build a little plugin every now and then for those things. And so started to have a bit of a collection of plugins just sort of sitting on my computer, begging for some reason to not just be on the computer in a silo. And so started to take a look around and see what the options were. I have released a couple of plugins on the .org repository. I felt like these had, I don't want to say more value than being for free, but I felt like they provided some value that I thought that somebody might be interested in paying for. And at the same time, the .org repository review process had just gotten so far backed up, you know, with just hundreds and hundreds of plugins waiting to be reviewed, that one at a time, if I were to, you know, add 15 plugins to the repository, it was going to take, I don't know, upwards of, you know, 18 months to a year to get them into the repository. And so I didn't want to wait that long. I wanted to get these plugins off my computer and out in front of the WordPress space. And so I thought, why don't I just go ahead and start a plugin product company,
you know, right?
Like,
loads of free time
as one does. So, I had the plugins. I tried to figure out what I could do to kind of differentiate myself from the other plugin shops that are out there, besides just creating plugins that are different from what the other plugin shops are offering, and decided to just kind of go with a single license membership type thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can come to the site, pay for one license, and get access to the entire library of plugins.
Okay.
And like you said, it'll continue to grow over time as well.
So we might as well just do the pricing quickly before we get into it, because it's kind of interesting looking at your pricing page.
Sure.
You'll see the interesting bit in a minute. The so it's a single site license is going to be $90. That's an annual subscription, and there's no individual purchase of anything. You just get the lot, basically, and that allows you to ship whatever you've got on that one site. Then there's a 10 site option, which, you know, speaks for itself, exactly the same, only with a zero on the end. So 10 sites instead of one site. That's $490. So kind of 5x the price of one for 10 times the number of sites. And then this one is curious, and I'm always fascinated by how people decide to price things. So it'd be interesting to talk about this one, actually. You've got the unlimited, which I guess is literally that. So you've got, there's no limit. That's $1,490. So in effect, it's the same price as 30 sites, basically, only you've gone for the unlimited option. You're happy with that? Is that working out all right? Are you shifting more of one or more of the other? And the unlimited thing, I think, is what's curious to me, because I never quite know how people decide on the pricing. Was this long and hard thought through, or was it more of a put your finger in the air and have a bit of a guess at this point?
Yeah, both. I definitely took a look at what other plugin shops were doing there to see for pricing. So what it sort of ended up falling on is, right, who's the audience for these? You've got folks that are, you know, just building their own site. Maybe they're an internal developer for a company or something. They just need the one site. Then you have sort of the freelancer that is building multiple sites, or even, you know, there's a developer who they work with a company, and the company has three sites or four sites or whatever, and they need those plugins on each of those sites. So it's a little bump up there for that. And then really have the agencies who are doing, you know, tens to hundreds of sites for clients. And those were kind of the three places that I landed for at least figuring out what the different site package breakdowns were, 1, 10, and unlimited.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, well, I could say 500, but it's at what point is 500 basically unlimited?
Yeah,
anyways?
That's right. So, yeah, that's true. Do you know what's curious? I'm in the middle, well, near the end of launching a SaaS product in the podcasting space, and this piece of the jigsaw is the hardest bit, the pricing bit. All the other bits make sense because, you know, you build this feature, or in your case, you build a plugin and you add it to the directory, and, you know, that's fairly straightforward. Trying to figure this bit out and decide, okay, what's the value of that? What will make it appealing and attractive? I find that really hard. I should have said at the beginning, and I failed to do it, and it was definitely my intention to put this at the beginning, there is a founder's price. So we're recording this right at the beginning of May, and maybe you can give us some intel as to how long this is going to last. But currently on the website, those prices are all, there's a 50% off discount, basically. So I'm going to ask the question, does that represent 50% off what I've just read out loud? Or does it mean that they'll go up by 100% after that introductory founding period has passed?
Those are the full price. Okay. So it's actually 50% off of what the prices are that you read out.
Right. So in that case, during the founding price, it'll be more like $45, but half of what I said, essentially. Right. Sorry. How long will that last?
I'm currently planning on running that through the end of May. Okay. But I have had a couple of, these podcast type things that are not coming out until a little bit later in May, and so I probably will run it into June a bit for folks that don't get a chance to hear about it until, you know, there's a couple of days left in May. So likely to run it into June a little bit anyways.
This one will be dropping before then, so if anybody's listening to this and what have you, then hopefully you'll be able to get that. I should also say there's a monthly option as well if you prefer to do that. You know, it's the usual kind of, if you pay annually, it looks to me, parsing the figures, it looks like you get the year for 10 months basically if you pay annually. It's something along those lines as well.
I was gonna say, in when it comes to the pricing, I actually kind of looked at what the monthly pricing that felt right for me was first, and then essentially just multiplied that by 10 for each of the annual prices. So not a whole lot of, you know, algorithmic thought went into the annual pricing so much as what do I think is a comfortable price for monthly for one site, 10 sites, and unlimited.
Yeah.
And then once I felt like I had settled on a fairly decent number there, then I essentially multiplied that by 10 to get the annual pricing.
Yep.
And then with the 50% off, you're basically getting 12 months for like 4 or 5 months worth.
That's a good deal. That's well described. I like that. Okay, let's get into it. I'm going to use the word eclectic. That's going to be my word here. So very often when I've seen these kind of membership things, it's very much bolted to a thing. So, you know, we've got plugin houses that just do, I don't know, extensions to WooCommerce, which obviously we'll see in a minute you do. But that's all that they do, right? There's limitations and constraints on what they do, or it might be, I don't know, things to do with a particular LMS or something like that. It feels like you're going for more eclectic, like I said, things which at the moment seem to be WordPressy things, Elementor things, and WooCommerce things. So you've got those three broad categories. But it does feel to me as if there's not, I don't know, you can tell me if I'm wrong. It feels to me as if you're not going to limit yourself in that way. If a curious idea comes up, and you think you can, I don't know, put it together in the space of time required, it feels to me that there's not going to be a constraint. So, you know, if you get in now, maybe a year from now, there'll be 50 eclectic different things. Is that the approach, or have I misrepresented that?
Yeah, no, that's pretty accurate. I think, you know, obviously the WordPress plugins, I don't know if WordPress counts as a category, but Elementor and WooCommerce are two of the tools that I use most on top of WordPress. And so by just the sheer nature of having already had some Elementor and WooCommerce plugins created for, you know, solutions that I needed for myself, you know, they sort of ended up in those buckets. That wasn't necessarily an intentional target of Elementor and WooCommerce. They're just plugins I already had for those, so they ended up in those buckets. But yeah, it's basically anything WordPress related that I feel like there's not a great solution for. Mm-hmm. Essentially, mm-hmm. My goal isn't to take plugins that already exist and recreate them. I'm certainly not building, you know, large learning management system plugins or form plugins. There's great options out there for those things. I'm not trying to take that over. The goal here is to create a library of plugins that are more than a code snippet, right? I mean, there's plenty of stuff that you can do in WordPress by just grabbing 15 lines of code and pasting them into a code snippets managing plugin and off you go, or into your functions PHP or whatever, however you want to add snippets to your site. These are more than that, intentionally so. A bit more than just something where you could copy and paste some code into your site, but not quite to the size of, like I said, not rebuilding a commerce platform or anything like that. Yeah. They're not these monumental flagship plugins in many cases, like you saw already for like Elementor and WooCommerce. They're sort of add-on, slightly larger than a code snippet add-on to those things to kind of extend the flagship products, or again, some standalone WordPress stuff that doesn't require necessarily one of those. So that sweet spot in the middle there. And while I don't know all of the, I don't even know what number we're up to now, 60,000, 70,000 plugins in the repository. Although I don't know everything that's in there, I'm also not trying to step on the toes of what's going on in there as well. So if there are great plugins in there that take on tasks that are, you know, before us, I'd recommend you use those first. But if there's something that I haven't seen a solution for, or the solution that I've seen is, you know, not feature rich enough, then that's exactly the kind of sweet spot space that I'm looking for this collection of plugins. So if you look at what I have in there now, it's mostly stuff that I, and I'm fairly, again, I don't know all the tens of thousands of plugins, but I know a fair number of the most used ones. And so the things that I have in there now are not things that I've seen elsewhere, either in the repository or paid plugins from others.
I quite like the idea of having this sort of eclectic marketplace of different things where there's really no, how to describe it, there's no limits on you, on what you can put in there. If an interesting idea comes along, but we're a WooCommerce plugin shop, then you kind of, let's not do that then. But here, you've got carte blanche to do what you like. And also, I think dropping some curious ones in might be of interest over time, and I'm guessing that this collection will grow. Let's just run through a few of them to give you some flavor of what's going on. So I'll just do the six which are in there at the moment, and I'll just read out the title of them, and hopefully that will give enough away, because most of them have got a title which explains exactly what they do. So checkout trust badges would be one, commerce category, order reply draft, simple price per code, test payment gateway, and thank you redirects. By the way, this is all on wellplayedwp.com/plugins. There's a card layout of all of these with a button where you can find out a little bit more. So that's the WooCommerce side. And then on the Elementor side, there's six again at the moment. Advanced Loop Editor, that's to do with ACF. Builder CSS Manager, Gallery Grid Pro, Loop Query Table, Shape Dividers Plus, and Ultimate Heading Suite. So far, so utility, if you know what I mean. All of them sort of tackle a particular thing. And then in this cannot categorize as WooCommerce or Elementor, we've got WordPress. And actually, to be honest with you, this is the bit that's most of interest to me, because I haven't typically used Elementor and I don't typically use WooCommerce. So all of these are kind of interesting. So I'll dip into these a little bit more where I feel that there's need. Classroom Library, a classroom library plugin to catalog books and create a check-in checkout system for students. Yeah, I love it. But like, it's so interesting.
Yeah, that one came out of a need for actually my wife, who's a middle school English teacher, language arts teacher. And so she has a library full of books. What makes that one particularly fun is it connects to the openlibrary.org API.
Okay.
And we have one of those barcode scanner guns.
Things. Yeah, yeah.
And so you can scan the barcode on the book and it'll actually look up all of the book information for you. And so when you're adding your books to the library, you can type in the barcode or the ISBN number and it'll actually go look up the book information with cover and summary of the book and author and all of that stuff.
Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. Do you know what?
Yeah, it makes adding things to your library very easy.
I've got this real penchant for education and public schools. I don't know what it's like in the US. I'm going to imagine it's the same. They're basically massively underfunded and everything is done on a shoestring. And many of the tech solutions, which would be so brilliant for public education, are just priced out. You know, they simply can't afford them. So things like that, I think, is lovely. I'm going to encourage you to get in touch with your wife more and ask what the heck they need at their school. It'd be really interesting to see those growing.
Yeah. We don't need to get into it here, but the site that I'm launching later this week is in the education space.
Oh, okay. So. Oh, maybe just before before you and I depart, after we've clicked record, switched it off, maybe it'd be interesting to chat about that. Okay. So let's go through absolutely. The next one. So font awesome dash icons. There's not much to say there, I guess. Google login for existing users, again, fairly straightforward. Image I can't even say this word. Image optimizate, I think is how you say that. And you're using Squoosh, which is where I always go to squash my images. This is it's an online website. I guess they've got an API or something like that. I didn't realize.
So they don't have an API. That was the route that I was going to go. But Squoosh is actually built on top of an open source image optimization library. So I'm just using the same open source library that Squoosh is.
Okay, so you can do multiple things at once. Can you sort of queue things like, I don't know, your entire media library, or when things are uploaded to the media library, it'll handle that in a queue? It sounds like that's what you've done.
Yes, there is queued bulk processing. With that particular library, the server does have to have Node.js installed. Okay. So there's if you do have the underlying technology required, you can queue them up. If you don't, you have to leave your browser window open and it'll still do bulk.
Oh, okay. Right. So I see you're handling the native image browser capabilities to do that if Node.js is not
in. Yes.
Yeah, that's correct. That's a great idea. And obviously if you switch it on in the future, maybe it can handle that as the image is getting uploaded into the media library through the
That's actually already part of it. So I use that on my sites now, and it'll squash and convert to WebP any of the JPEGs and PNGs that I upload directly during upload.
Okay.
And I don't have to go back
and does it via the browser, so you don't need to have some sort of third party thing. Okay, brilliant.
Yeah, it's not sending it off and bringing it back. It's doing it right in the browser.
And it does it in the space of time it takes you to blink as well, which is fairly amazing. Yeah, anyway, we're getting bogged down in that one, because it's so interesting. landing page countdown, I'm sure you can figure that out. Markdown block editor, I'm going to just read the blurb for that one. Add a native markdown block to the WordPress block editor with file import, preview mode, and secure front-end rendering. Not a markdown user myself, I know. Almost everybody that I know is and loves it. For some reason, it's not for me, but I'm sure people can figure out why that's
handy. So I actually built that one for the Well-Played WP site.
Okay.
All of the documentation that I have for each of these plugins is in Markdown.
Right.
And so to have a great way to put that on the front end of the site,
right,
I created this block. And so now I just add the Markdown block import the Markdown file into it and hit save, and it can converts it all to the HTML that it needs to.
If you're into
so that one actually came out of the need for this site.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. It's just never gelled with me. I've always just liked typing and then going back through and highlighting and H2ing and things like that. I don't know what that is. I don't know why I can't seem to get my brain into gear with Markdown. But anyway, there you go. The next one is multi-email login. So this enables users to associate multiple email addresses with a single account. Could be quite handy. Short code Galaxy gives the site admins a practical set of utility shortcodes without forcing them to load on every request. Go on, lay out some of the things that's in there, because that feels like that's a whole thing all of itself.
Yeah, this is a spiral of a thought from the short code or code or whatever that people put in the footer that says copyright, whatever the date is.
Right.
And so I needed a short code that said copyright, pull in the current year, and then whatever other text. And then I was like, well, you know what? There's lots of other short codes that people need. So there's all sorts that pull in post information and page information from the page that you're on, all sorts of site information. You can pull in things that have been stored in options values. So it's basically a library. I want to say there's 50 or 60 short codes in there. All with attributes that you can use to even modify the shortcodes themselves.
Right.
But each shortcode has its own little shortcode builder inside. So when you click on it, it gives you kind of the fields for whatever attributes are available, and you just fill them in and hit copy shortcode, and it gives you the full
with all the attributes shortcode
that you need with all the attributes that, and then you can paste that in wherever you want to paste
that. I love that because, you know, when you go to a documentation page and it says, here's the shortcode, and then there's like 800 words of, and here's the attributes. And
yeah.
It would be helpful if there was an easy way to actually add the attributes that I need. So that I don't know.
Yeah, these are all ones that I that don't come bundled in with WordPress that I felt were generic enough though that you would want to maybe use them.
Yeah.
So you can use them inside of the admin area there. There's all the shortcode, and you can toggle them off as well. So you're not loading a whole bunch of stuff that you don't need. You can toggle on and off whichever shortcodes you want to use, or just let it ignore. And then there's actually a little galaxy icon that's on the shortcode Gutenberg block or full site editing block. So you can click on it and it'll open up the shortcode galaxy library and editor all within your page editing experience. So you don't have to jump back and forth.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and add it right in there and hit, you know, move on to the next block.
Yeah, that's a lovely one. I could see myself making use of that. Okay, and here we got a couple of new ones which have been added since the middle of April, so a couple of weeks ago, really. First one is Smart Redirect Manager. So I'm sure you can figure that out, but it's create visual rule-based redirects based upon things like role, device, schedule, country, UTM, cookie, conditions. I'm sure we can figure out what that does, but yeah. And then the last one, the one that we haven't mentioned, is WP Lifeline. So this is emergency recovery dashboard for WordPress. Restore admin access, disable failing plugins, switch themes, export a full recovery package when WP admin is unstable or broken. What's this one? This is curious because I kind of thought that WP by itself did a few of those bits and pieces, not obviously a dashboard, but the recovery parts. Tell us more. What was the thinking here?
Yeah, usually something breaks, you get the WordPress has experienced an issue, check your email message or whatever. So this one kind of came out of a need for kind of a specific use case, but then I sort of built it out to be a little bit more of a suite. So WP Lifeline is one of those that you want to install before you need it.
Okay.
Once the site has crashed, that's not the best time. So it's a preventative plugin that then gives you some access when something goes wrong. So you install the plugin, you actually get a unique URL that you want to save away somewhere, 1Password or whatever. And then when something happens to your site, it crashes, whatever, you go to that URL, it loads before the WP admin would load. And so you get a dashboard that then gives you lots of options to do different things. So enabling and disabling plugins, either one at a time or wholesale is in there. Same goes for themes. You have the ability to add a user there, and that was the use case that came out of for me, was there was a client who, they were at one agency, their site, they decided to hire, left them, hire a different agency or whatever, couldn't get in, didn't have access to the site, and didn't know the admin password.
Oh, I see.
And whatever. And so from this dashboard, you can reset password for any user, but you can also create another admin user from the dashboard. And that way you can get back into your site and all of that. And then there's also lots of MySQL and PHP logs there, so you can see what's going on in the logs, which sometimes those are a little bit harder to access depending on what your server setup is or whatever.
Oh, that is interesting. And so that's where the lifeline basically comes kind of in, isn't it?
An emergency dashboard when something goes wrong or something's not going wrong, but you don't have access to your site and you need to figure out how to get back in.
That's really curious. What an interesting idea. So currently, as of the 5th of May, 2026, there are 22 on the website. If you wait a couple of weeks, there'll be like 806. There won't even you are not that productive. 804.
I've got a few sitting around waiting for me to finish but not that many.
Do you know what's really nice about this now? Anytime you get an itch to scratch, and you can do it and then chuck it in here and make your membership site more valuable, which is, I think that's really nice. And the fact that you've not constrained it to any bit of WordPress, and as I said, it's just this eclectic blend of plugins to do an eclectic bunch of tasks, I think that to me would make it interesting in the long term. You're not binding yourself to one particular idea or product or whatever it may be. So there we go.
And you never know as someone who has a license what new thing will show up.
That was going to be my final question. Do you are you kind of open to ideas if somebody were to come along and they were a member? Let's couch it in those terms. Are you interested in those kind of conversations and people talking about things that you might add in?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I'm all ears for people that have some thoughts and ideas for what they might want to see in the library. Want to clarify, I guess, just real quick how this works. And so when you sign up for a membership, you get a Well Played WP Library plugin download. And so that's what you'll take with you from site to site. You'll install the library plugin in the site, attach the license key to it, and then you'll essentially within that site have access to the entire library. So not jumping back and forth between the Well Played website, downloading a plugin, installing it on the site. It's all within all within the site from that library plugin. It does all of the background checks for updates and all of that stuff, so all your plugins stay up to date. So that's how that works. So things will just kind of show up inside of that library from time to time.
So you don't need to worry about license keys for 22 individual products or 35 or whatever the site.
Correct.
Just got this one plugin, a single license key, and you're off to the races. Okay. Yeah, that makes
off to the races. Yeah, one of the non-actual library plugin features that I also just added last week was you can tie your WordPress.org username to a license that you would do through the website. Yeah. If you tie it to the license, then what happens is, in addition to all of the library plugins showing up inside of that panel in your website, there's also a tab that'll show you all of your favorited WordPress.org plugins. And so you can then also one-click install all of them within the website without having to jump around.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You can do that now by putting in your username in the, like if you go to install a plugin, there's a favorites tab there and you can put in your, but I feel like you're putting in your username over and over and over again. If you tie it to the license, then you don't have to ever put it in. It'll just show up and show you all your favorite plugins.
That is a neat idea.
And you can install those
as
well.
Okay, so we've hit the sweet spot in terms of time. I think we've probably done a fairly good job of explaining what it is. I will just say the URL one more time. Wellplayedwp.com is where you're going to find it. 22 plugins currently, 5th of May when we're recording this. This will definitely go out before the June possible deadline, so hopefully you'll be able to take advantage of the 50% off. Do you want to just very quickly tell us about this thing that you're dropping this week in the education space, or is that better done after we stop record?
I assume probably by the time this goes out, that'll be launched, so I might as well share.
Good.
It's called Flip Quiz. I ran the site from 2014 to 2019. And then shut it down. There's a whole article online why I shut it down. I think that it's so very, very briefly what it is it's basically Jeopardy style games for the classroom.
Oh,
so many, many classrooms at this point have screens at the front of the class. So you can load the Jeopardy board up on the screen,
right,
and play, you know, it, play Jeopardy style games for quiz reviews and all of that, but also works for trivia game nights at a bar or whatever. It's not limited to the classroom necessarily, but that's the target audience. And so I felt like now with AI and all of the things that we have, one, there's a lot more that I can build because of that tooling, but there's also a lot more that I can offer inside of the platform because of that tooling that I couldn't before. And so, you know, the more my wife and I talked about that and the possibility of that in the classroom and what's available to us now for making, really just making life easier for teachers to be able to engage their students and study in the classroom at the same time, the more excited we got about bringing it back.
So oh, that's so interesting.
I've been working on that for the last couple of weeks and should be launching that this week.
Okay.
It's called Flip Quiz.
In that 8-millisecond gap that you've got on next Thursday or something like that. That's really interesting. So there's a more educational spin to some of the endeavors that you're doing as well. Gosh, Marcus, it is time for you to go and lay down. I feel that you've been awake for far too many weeks in a row.
You're probably right.
Yeah, so as I said, URL one more time, wellplayedwp.com. Go check it out. And Marcus is available online. Where's the best place to reach out to you?
Probably the best place is on Twitter is where I'm most active, Marcus D. Burnett on Twitter. You can find me on the WP.world, and you can find all of the other places that I'm available just by searching for my name on the WP.world.
Okay. In which case, I will bid you adieu. Have a lovely day. Enjoy your downtime, whatever that means. And I'll speak to you soon, no doubt. Thanks, Marcus.
Thank you so much, Nathan.
Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. If you enjoyed it, head to wpbuilds.com, search for episode number 468, and leave us a comment there. If you'd like to subscribe, wpbuilds.com/subscribe. And if you would like to make sure that the podcast has a future, wpbuilds.com/advertise. Okay, truly that's it. I'm now going to fade in some cheesy music. Wish you well. Say stay safe. Have a good week. Bye-bye for now.